Specific topic, not realizing that most people listening will fail to understand it. That's a geek out. This is the show, the Geek Out Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Gil of Black Bull Comics, host of the Geek Out Show, and I'm here with a special guest today, extended part of the family. We got Augustine here.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Yo, bro, happy to have you here. Welcome back from San Diego Comic Con.
Ah, oh, thank you, man. It's been a hell of a week.
Dude, you're telling me, man. I feel like it's been kind of like a roller coaster ride, kind of.
Oh, for sure, definitely. A long way to call roller coaster at that.
3 years kind of in the making. Yeah. Since 2019. And special shout out to you, man, because like me and Seth were able to go because you got in and you bought us tickets. So I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, man. I was just happy to, you know, be able to help out and get you guys in. So
for some people that don't know, like when entering San Diego Comic-Con is basically an open pool and, you know, everybody gets the circle and then we're hoping that we get in. And if you get in, you can get up for 2-3 other people.
I believe it's definitely 2 other people, maybe 3, but for sure 2.
Yeah, I think for sure it's 2 other people. So since you got in, you were able to get for me and for Seth as well.
Yes.
So that's fucking dope, dude. And I appreciate that. And, you know, after a long talk with the wife, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to do next year, this, that. I think I am. I think I am still going to do San Diego Comic-Con next year. What about you?
Oh, dude, definitely. This is my, I believe, my 6th year going. So I'm,
damn. Nice.
Yeah, my first year was 2015. It was the first year I went. Obviously, we had that 3-year delay. And yeah, man, honestly, it's something I always plan every year. It's like, honestly, it's like a big vacation to me. It's something I always look forward to, you know. So as long as I can get in, you know, I'm going to keep going. So
Definitely. So a little bit of spoilers, because like me and Seth, we're going to do a sit down. Just he's on vacation. Part 2 of his vacation, right? Because he just did San Diego last week. But he was saying that he did not like it, and he probably would not do it again unless, for sure, like, me and him were going to go, and we could stay, like, at the same place or something like that.
Okay.
And then, like, figure something. I think he just had a terrible time and experience, and a bunch of other shit happened. I don't know if you heard everything that happened. I'm going to kind of save it so he could tell it, but I don't blame him, man. He kind of had, like, a tough time from the very get-go.
Okay, yeah, no, I didn't know. And I mean, I guess I can understand, you know, like, obviously us being, you know, from Cali, you know, it's not long of a drive. I mean, more so for me, it's about hour and a half, hour and 40
minutes. Oh, you lucky mofo, shit.
Yeah, so I know it's a long drive for you, so, but I mean, him having to fly over here, you know, I can understand him, you know, and being in that position, why he would maybe not want to come back.
Eight hours is what I did. 8-hour drive to there, 8 hours back.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
Yeah, I had the kids with me, and like me and my family kind of did a vacation. My mom also came, and my brothers also came.
Okay.
So it was like kind of like a mini celebration of my mom graduating back in May when she did, and just like us hanging and everything like that. My wife didn't go. She was going to go. She ended up getting a refund a little while ago, but like she ended up not going because my nephew was recently born. So he's 3 weeks old. So he was born like 2 weeks right before Comic-Con, and she wanted to be able to be there by her sister's side and help her out with all that stuff. So I was like, I understand. And she used most of her vacation time then.
Yeah, for when he was born. Family comes first, man.
Absolutely. Well, let's get back into Comic-Con, though. Let's side pivot back into it. I know that you had a great time, and I know, you know, some of the things that you got into, but if you could break down your experience from San Diego Comic-Con and how it stacked against other years, because it was a bit different.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously with, you know, with everything going on around the world with COVID and all that, you know, they had to, you know, cut back on the sales on tickets. So obviously there was less people, which, I mean, honestly, to me, it still felt like a lot of people. But it's crazy to think that, you know, it wasn't at capacity, which is crazy. So
I think it was 135,000 people. But, like, including, because, like, the thing is, they don't factor in, like, the kids they get brought along with. So I think, like, after all the kids and everything else, it was, like, over $150,000 people.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild, dude.
It really is, man. And like I said, you know, I mean, anyone who knows anything about cons knows that Comic-Con is, like, you know, the Super Bowl of conventions. So it's, like, you know, the go-to destination. So I mean, if I can compare it to, you know, past years, I mean, it definitely was something different, you know, like I said, with everything that happened, just having that in the back of your mind now, you know, it's like we tend to think differently now, like our minds shift now because it's like just being so crowded with people, you know, back then you didn't think about it like that. Now it's like crazy. Obviously you see it in the convention too. I honestly didn't see a lot of signings this year. Like a lot of studios didn't bring, you know, big movie actors that did signings, which was kind of a bummer, you know, because that's something I always look forward to. So that was something that was kind of a bit of a letdown in that perspective. But I mean, overall, I think just the fact that it's been so long and just missing that environment, you know, being around, you know, quote unquote, you know, our nerd people, it was fun, man. And
for sure,
I enjoyed it. I had a blast, and I had probably one of the best, I would say easily top three best Comic-Con experiences, you know, there this year. So
dude, that's fucking awesome. Like I was telling Seth, man, like I don't understand how he had a bad time, but like with me, like when I hit the floor with my kids, it was like almost like a wave of emotions came over me. Not like I was like sad or anything, but like just happiness. I was just like really juiced. I was excited. I was happy because like not only was I there sharing it with my kids once again, it was like that feeling of like I'm home. I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yes.
And it's just amazing. It's just, I don't know, that's the only way that you could really explain it, is like it's fucking amazing. It's just, I think everybody should experience it at least once in their life.
Yes, I completely agree.
And I've been lucky enough to experience it 3 times, you 6 times now at this point.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like how you felt? Like you just like felt like I'm home finally, like yes
dude. I mean just leading up to it, like it felt so surreal. And just, you know, just seeing the convention center and just seeing, you know, all the hotels, you know, how they put their, you know, the billboards or whatever, you know, just seeing that, like, oh, dude, it just brought back, you know, those butterfly feelings of being at a Comic-Con.
For sure, dude, for sure. It just had me juiced, it had me excited. And just, yeah, like I know I had tickets Thursday through Sunday. But I was so worried because I kind of did some lightweight, shady stuff with my kids. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to expose myself. And I'm going to plead the fifth right now. I'm not going to fully tell on myself. But so I was scared that I was going to get caught and found out. Because my son technically aged out. And he should have been like one of the, he should have got his own ticket from like the 13 to like 18-year-old ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I originally signed up, it was like he aged out of there. And I guess like they supposedly sent, they said that they sent an email to everybody. I didn't get one saying anything like if you had a kid that aged out, they would give you like a certain time to like buy tickets. Yeah. I never got that email.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was just like worried, like, fuck, what am I going to do? But dude, they were just like, step on up over here. Here goes your passes. It's all good. Don't worry about it. And the kids, you know, like, I didn't even see that it said, you know, they automatically get a 4-day pass. Thursday, oh, Friday, wow. Saturday, Sunday. And then if you have preview night, they can also get into preview night. But, like, theirs automatically says, like, all the days.
Okay. Wow. And I was like, that's something I didn't know, honestly.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, I didn't know that. I have it right here. And I was like, what the fuck? I did not know that. So, like, I didn't even go to pick up my ticket. So, like, I don't know, like, 3-4 in the afternoon on Thursday. But I was like, man, if I would have knew that, I would have went, like, in the morning. And I could have went, like, all the days. But,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, well. I was like, oh, well, I didn't know. You live and you learn.
Exactly.
But, yeah, man, like, it was fun. Like, I stopped by a little bit for Thursday, like I said, because I went in the afternoon. Then Friday, Saturday. Ran into you Friday morning where yes. we were lining up. And I was trying to get some of these Tamashii exclusives. So, I got to say, this Madara, I'm so excited, man. Like, the two main things I wanted to get was this Madara by Tamashii Nations. And, like, it's so fucking beautiful. Matt, if you're watching this, which eventually I know you will, fuck off. I do know that it is, you know, the same old figure, but a new paint job. I get that. I don't care, but I'm not going to go and spend $250 plus $300 for yeah. the old one when I could get the, you know, this exclusive one, which is basically the same thing, just different colors for, you know, $70. That's fine with me. I don't care.
Damn. That's what exclusives tend to be, you know, at cons. So, you know.
I wanted that, and then I got the Viz Media Naruto skate deck.
Nice.
So I have that put up on my wall with my other skate decks. And, dude, when I had those two, like, and I got those both, like, fairly early Friday morning, I was like, I'm done. I'm good with my exclusives. I don't need anything else. If I get nothing else, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Nice.
What yeah. about you? What kind of exclusive were you looking for?
Honestly, dude, this year I feel like just exclusives in general were just...
Underwhelming?
Very underwhelming, yeah.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
It was just... I don't know if, you know, obviously COVID had a big thing, you know, to play with it. But, yeah, man, like, usually Hasbro has, you know, exclusives throughout all their lines. You know, we're talking... up to even, like, My Little Pony exclusives, you know, in the past. And this year, it's, like, we had, what, like, one Star Wars, one G.I. Joe, I think, or something
and
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was it. Dr. Mindbender and the all-blacked-out Boba Fett, the in-disguise Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's it? Usually, it's, like, two or three different legends.
Yeah.
At least one G.I. Joe, you know, at least... 2 to 3 Star Wars as well, not to mention that's just for Black Series. You know, they also do the vintage collection, and exactly. we get a bunch of other shit. You know, Magic the Gathering, like you said, My Little Pony. You know, no Power Rangers. Usually we get at least one Power Rangers, and
fucking
didn't get shit.
Yeah, so I mean, just with exclusives, yeah, it was. I honestly, dude,
these were announced like a couple days before the con even started or happened.
Yeah,
they weren't even like announced like too far in advance. It was like a week before.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing. It's like we were literally waiting to the last minute. Like, oh, like what are they gonna drop? What are they gonna drop? I mean, I believe Mezco, their con exclusive. They like revealed it. I think what was it like preview night? They hinted at it.
And or Thursday? Oh yeah, they hinted at it Wednesday, and then they unveiled it Thursday, and I was like.
Yeah,
because Juan even asked me, he goes, hey, I'm about to stop by Mezco. Do you want me to pick it up for you? I was like, no, I'm good, bro. You get that for the shop. I'm straight. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'll pass. But they had like a couple other ones that were past, not San Diego Comic-Con releases, but just like past releases, like the was it the P90 Hawk dude, the
yes.
mechanical dude. They had him, they had Vapor, and they had a couple other guys like they're in stock that they yeah. were selling. So I was like, That's kind of cool because they've never done that before.
Really. Yeah, I don't think they have in the past. So,
sounds like that's something.
But yeah, and I mean, honestly, like all my exclusives that I wanted, I ended up getting online. So, I mean, I got that NECA TMNT 4-pack. Mm-hmm. I, you know, I didn't want to risk it, so I just ordered it online when they had it, and you know, secured that. While I was at the con, I tried to get into the Mattel booth, and I mean, you saw how hectic that booth was.
Dude, Mattel is always crazy every day. Every day at the con, every year. That's one of the ones that you need to like get there at 5 o'clock in the morning, secure yourself like a good spot for when they let you in, and then you need to like beeline it straight over there, first booth. Don't wait at all. That's like, if you want something from there, you definitely gotta strategize, get there early, and that has to be your first stop.
And that's what I did, man. Like, we probably, like you said, we got there maybe like 3 a.m. one day. We lined up in the line to get there, and me and my buddy, that's the first booth we went to, capped. Right when it was like ridiculous, man. So, really? I mean, yeah, it was insane. So, I mean, luckily, you know, they did put up their exclusives online, and I was able to get the ones I wanted. So
that's good. That's cool. And yeah. I think that's they haven't done that before, have they? Have they done it to where you could get it like online?
Before COVID, it was only available to people going to the convention.
Like, you could order and then you could pick it up there, right? Exactly. That was it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
But as far as like just anybody, they've never done that, right?
No. Yeah. So
that's one thing that I think a couple different people did, if I'm not mistaken. Because Mondo for Wednesday, they even put up like the Joker, Batman, Skeletor, their 1/6 scale, and then a couple other things. On Wednesday, didn't matter if you were going to the con or not. And that was another thing that I picked up, was the 1/6 scale Skeletor. From the He-Man, or no, Motu Revelation. That thing's fucking beautiful. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mayshelf sculpted that one. So you know how he kills it, everything that he does. So like, that thing's a fucking, it's a piece of artwork.
For sure.
So I'm pretty excited. So, yeah, talking about your experience over there. So when you met up with me and Seth, you know, what was that, Friday morning?
Yeah,
we were going camping out for Tomashi. The thing that kind of made me upset after that, I'm pretty sure that you heard about this. If not, I'll share it with you here. So like, we lined up. Seth was out there since 5 o'clock or so, like that. No, 5:30. I got there like at 7. He saved me a spot. I get over there. We get our tickets between 9:30, 10:30, stop by the booth. No problems, no issues. They have you fill out like a form, how many of each you want. And then you just tell them, oh, I want, you know, one Madara, one Goku, one 16, you know, whatever. They give you the tickets. You go, you redeem them when you stop by the booth. We hopped in line roughly about 10:30, right at the end of our time slot. Mm-hmm. And then 10 minutes after we hop in line, it was before 11 o'clock. They were like, oh, yeah, at 11 o'clock, we're going to open it up to everybody. I was like, what the fuck? So what was the point of us waiting in line? What do you mean? They're like, oh, yeah, just because, you know, like, we're not really moving a lot, so we're just going to open it up to everybody. I'm like, oh, bro, that's foul. I was like, I could have just stayed and slept in a couple more hours rather than waking up, really. I was like, that's fucked up. But that happened a couple different times because UCC Distributing, they did the same thing where they were part of the lottery system. But for whatever reason, when I stopped by and I was like, hey, here goes my time slot. Can I hop in? They're like, the line is capped. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then they go, it doesn't matter if you have if you won the lottery or not. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah, we're just letting anybody in. I'm like,
really?
Well, I was like, well, that's some fucking bullshit. Why are you guys part of the lottery if you're just going to do that shit? I was like, I mean, Tomashi wasn't part of the lottery, so I kind of get that part. But I was like, I mean, you guys aren't even honoring, you know, the whole entire thing that you guys did. I was like, that's bullshit. And they're like, the dude just said, sorry. And I was like, oh, you son of a bitch. I just, it was cool though. Like, that was Friday. I just said, fuck it, I'm not going to like wait forever. So circled a couple times, couldn't get in. So I was like, okay, we'll just come back the next day. So I went Saturday. Saturday, they were completely open. I was able to go and I got my like exclusives within like 20 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. It was like way more faster because Friday was like a long ass line.
Yeah, for them. Yeah. That's crazy, because that's funny that you say that, because I actually won the lottery for Jazzwares on Friday, and we were there pretty early when they opened the floor to everybody, and I told my buddy, I was like, hey, I'm going to go ask them to see, is there like a special line I got to stand in for the lottery? And, I showed him my phone, and my time slot, I believe, was like not till like 1 p.m., and this was like around 11 when we were in there. And he's like, oh, just go to the front of the line, show him, your email, and you're all set. I was like, oh, snap. Oh, okay. So
that's dope.
I was actually able to get, this was like one of the exclusives I was able to get. RIP, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's dope. That's cool.
If you're a wrestler, you know who this guy is. And yeah, so, I mean, that's crazy that, you got that experience at UCC, and like mine was so chill, they just took me to the front of the line.
Completely different. They're like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, so.
That's the type of service that you want, to be honest. Like, that's the type of, interaction that you want. And so, not to give too much of Seth's stuff away, I do know that, so when we were, walking around, trying to figure out where we enter for Tomashi, Seth was trying to go, and the dude was like, oh, no, go over there. And then, Seth got kind of mad, it seemed like, with the tone of voice. I was like, dude, relax. Like, that's how these people are. Like, if you're not walking where you're supposed to be walking, they're going to, yell or whatever. Yeah. I was like, don't take it personal. They just, need you to move the fuck out the way, get the fuck out the way, keep it moving. Because, they'll tell you, if you're sitting on the floor, no sitting down, get up, move it, keep it moving. I was like, don't take it personal. He's like, no, man, it's weird to talk to people. I was like, bro. I get that, but I was like, there's hundreds of thousands of people here right now. Yeah, I was like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they'll scream at you. It's a fire hazard. They'll start screaming, too many people exactly. in one spot. So, yeah.
Sure. And then, you've been there before where past years, where shit's too crazy, too many people are packed, and then they threaten, if people don't start moving, we're shutting it all down and nobody's getting shit.
Oh, so dude. When I started going, there was no lottery. It was all first come, first serve, which honestly to me,
that shit was cutthroat.
I feel like that's how it should be. It's like, you really want something, you're going to put in the time to, go get there early, whatever. And boom. And, I've seen crazy stuff. I've heard of fights breaking out at the Funko line because, someone's so cut, and, the Funko people were like, all right, screw it. We're going to pick up our shit. No one's getting anything. We're going to fucking hand it, to hand out the tickets to other people, so
yeah.
Some people get crazy, man. It's something else there for sure.
Yeah, that's and I know my first time ever going, this dude shoved Liz. This was before Juan and Liz were together. He shoved Liz, and I was like, dude, I got hella heated. I shoved him back. I was like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's a female, bro. Yeah. I was like, I don't give a fuck if you want that exclusive or not. You don't fucking put your hands on anybody, especially a fucking woman. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, you're going to get your fucking figure, bro. What the fuck? And then, the security pulled me aside, hey, you can't be doing that. I was like, he fucking did that shit first. I was like, he pushed. I just held a light. I was like, he pushed my fucking girlfriend, dude. And he's all like, oh, he did? And then she was like, yeah, he pushed me. And then he's all like, oh, he goes, I could throw him out right now. I was like, no, it's not that serious. Just but if you could talk to him, he needs to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's not cool. I was like, you don't just push people. Had that been my wife or Leilani, one of my kids that got shoved, oh, bro, I probably would have flipped my shit,
For sure.
But yeah, I heard that you got into a little special something something, huh, on Saturday. Would you like to share with the people how all that experience went and how you were even lucky enough? What's the process of getting into something like that?
All right. So what we're talking about the infamous, the Golden Egg Hall H itself, Saturday is the day.
I've never been
there. Oh, really?
I've never been. One year I would love to make it in.
Yeah. Even I remember my first year too. I was able to get in, dude. Me and my wife, I remember that year they showed us the trailer to Batman vs. Superman.
That's dope.
Yeah, so, but this year was special because me being the big Marvel head that I am, Marvel announcing that they were going to be there, I was like, no real exclusives that I want, you know, screw it. I'm going to do Hall H Saturday.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I mean, me and my buddy, we planned it out. We're like, hey, you know, like, it was, I believe, Thursday afternoon, we went to talk to some of the, you know, the Comic-Con people there and, like, asked them, like, hey, you know, when are you guys going to start the line for Saturday for Hall H, you know? And this was Thursday when we're asking. So they're like, oh, it usually starts, you know, Friday early morning, you know, like 3-4 in the morning. So like, all right, cool. So, you know, we worked our schedule around that. And sure enough, we got there like at, I'd say like 3:30, 4 in the morning on, this is Friday. Mm-hmm. And we camped out for like a day and a half, man, just to get into that, into that panel. And, I probably slept, I kid you not, maybe an hour and a half, all of Friday night for Saturday. So,
damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
I hope you had plenty of coffee, dude.
I had a little bit of coffee, not too much, but yeah.
Okay. Were you just running off of just like pure adrenaline and excitement and just like thinking what could possibly be and what could possibly happen and everything like that?
Oh, for sure.
Like,
for sure,
what kept you running like that? Or what kept you going?
Honestly, like you said, it was that. And, you know, just, you know, being in line, you always get to, you know, meet people, talk to people. And, you know, it was crazy. Like the people that were actually right next to us, they actually came from the same town that I came from, which was fucking crazy, dude. Like, what were the odds?
That's crazy. Out of all the other 150,000 people there are, you ran into some people from your hometown. That's crazy.
Yeah, one of the guys I remember him from high school, and we were just, you know, catching up. But yeah, dude, it's just that, just, you know, talking to people. I'm just like, oh, did you hear the rumor that, you know, we're probably gonna get this and this? And it's just like, you know, just speculating and thinking what we're gonna get. And I mean, don't get me wrong, there was times when I was just like, I'm tired, like I just wanna, you know, go to my hotel and relax, you know.
Of course.
Just sitting there, you know, the sun hitting you, so it's just like, you know. But it was worth it, man. It was definitely worth it at the end, because like I said, you know, easily top three of one of my best experiences there. So
that's so fucking awesome to hear, bro. And I'm honestly like super happy for you. Like, I can't even say I'm jealous. I'm happy. Like, I want to try to do that one day. Maybe when my kids are a little bit older, maybe they could be like, you know, by my side doing it with me.
Yeah.
You know, that would be kind of cool. It's just kind of rough. Like when both my kids are young and it's like, I can't exactly have them out there sleeping with me or whatever like that. And I don't want to make them, not that it would be, but I don't want to feel like I'm burdening like my mom and my kids, or my mom and my brothers, and be like, hey, can you drop off my kids and make sure that they make it to me, like after you drop them off at the front of the convention center? Like, nah, I'll just wait a couple more years till I could do something like that.
Yeah, for sure. I get it, man. I get it.
But so, dude, that's some fucking dedication. A day and a half. You started Friday morning at 3:30. Dude, holy shit.
Now, we didn't get inside till like right before 10 a.m. Saturday, so.
That's awesome. So, like, what, you stayed the whole entire time from, like, Saturday morning to Saturday night? Like, the whole time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, so it was me, my good buddy Carlos, both our wives, and actually my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, they, you know, this was their first Comic-Con, and we told them, hey, you know, like, this is our plan. You guys don't have to do this, you know. We've been here before. You know, we know what to expect. We know what to see inside. You guys don't have to be here. Like, you guys can go hit the floor, do whatever you want. But they decided to be there with us. And
that was a smart move.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, I had tickets all 5 days. So that Friday, me and my buddy, we were the first ones there. And then later on in the day, our wives hopped in line for us while we hit the floor. And we pretty much alternated like that. And
that's the way to do it.
Yeah. When it came, obviously, to nighttime, after they handed out the wristbands, we stayed there. And then our wives, you know, they went to the hotel. They got to sleep in there. And, you know, we stuck it out in the nice, chill San Diego weather. So
So like you just take like a lawn chair or something like that and you just like camp out on the lawn chair?
Yeah, just a chair and a blanket, and it's very uncomfortable. At least it's uncomfortable for me. But yeah,
I'm sure, like, unless if you're lugging around like one of those like $200 to $300 lawn chairs that fucking like
fold
up, extend out, and fucking turns into like a lazy boy. But it's like, that's not practical for San Diego, because you don't want to lug that shit around. What's practical is like the little $10 foldable
chairs,
you know, and those are okay for like, you know, a good solid hour or so. But after that, it's like, it kills you on your back, on your ass, everything.
Oh, yeah. And it's crazy because sometimes people take, you know, tents. They'll take sleeping bags.
I've seen that shit, yep.
And they'll leave it there, dude. They don't care. They'll leave it, you know, wherever they're lined up, they'll just leave it there.
They're like, no, that was there for me. That's my shit. And then, like, you better not go around it or move it, because they'll flip out on you about that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've seen people have those, like, it's not exactly an air mattress, but like something that blows up, that is like kind of like oval, and like fall into it. I've seen people have those and they sleep out on those, and it's just like, huh, that's kind of cool. But it's like, to blow that motherfucker up and then take it apart, I'm like, damn, that kind of sucks.
Well, no, those are you just pretty much fill it with air by yourself. You see people walking around with it, kind of like if it's a kite, you know, trying to get air. And
really?
Yeah, then they just capture the air and like, tie it up and compress it. And, yeah, that's how they do those. And then, obviously, at the end, you know, just take out the air and just roll it up, like, boom. Put it in your backpack, whatever.
I might have to look into one of those. Yeah. I'm going to look into one of those, and then also, like, the small little what's it called? I forgot what type of chairs they are, but the little small ones that have, like, three metal rods that crisscross. And it's basically, like
you know, like those little tripods?
Yeah, like the little tripod chairs, like just like for when you're like sitting in line or whatever. I'm gonna look into getting one or two of those for like my kids.
Yeah, definitely invest in one. I invested in a $40 little chair that you fold up, you know, and it's like lightweight. I think it's like 4 pounds. So I got one of those.
Hey, if you got the link, send that to me, bro. Because like,
for sure.
I would love to have one, and then like it just like hook on or snap onto my backpack.
Yeah, man.
And if I could throw it in my backpack, that'd be kind of cool.
Not even heavy, dude. Like I said, it's like a few pounds, probably. I'd say 5 pounds tops, you know. So yeah, those are definitely, you know, you can just fold them up, wrap them up, put them inside the little bag that they come in. Boom.
Yeah. So I know with Hall H, you got to see a lot of shit us general regular, you know, people did not get to see. Could you just like run down and talk about a couple of the things that, you know, that you've seen? And
For sure. Well, I mean, obviously we started off with Warner Brothers. You know, we had the Shazam, some of the cast members of Shazam come out. Obviously Zachary Levi, you know, the main guy, he came out, kind of talked about the movie. And then right after that, we had, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson come out.
Yes, sir.
And put on a show, man. I mean, and it's crazy, dude, because we were kind of far away. But even from that far away, that
he looked like he looked fucking huge. Dude. He's the fucking gorilla, bro. He's a mountain of a man.
Yeah, and I mean, you've met me, so you know I'm a short guy. So next to him, it's like, golly, dude.
He's like, this motherfucker is 2 feet taller than me. Shit. Yeah,
seriously. But I mean, he put on a show. And you know, he talked about, you know, Black Adam and just the passion and, you know, everything that went into this film. And it was pretty cool having him talk about it. You know, it honestly made me more excited for the film. Just him talking about how passionate he was about this project. You know, I think he said it was like, you know, I think 11 years, maybe longer, you know, that he's been working on this.
It's been dumb fucking long.
It's insane, you know, for him to, you know, keep at it, you know. So for sure. And then like to top it off, like at the end, he gave everybody like IMAX tickets to go watch the movie.
Oh, so you guys got tickets?
Yeah, so we got tickets to go watch it in IMAX.
What the
fuck? Yeah.
That's what I was gonna ask, man. Like how do they make sure that everybody gets whatever the fuck they're supposed to get?
All right, so like, so once you start walking in, you know, into the Hall H, obviously, you know, they try to do single file, and they have workers on each side, and whatever freebies they're handing out, they'll hand them out to you. And in this instance,
You're walking in?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So in this instance, they gave us a little paper, and it wasn't until the end when he's like, oh yeah, just so you guys know, that little paper you guys got, you know, it's so you guys can go see the movie in IMAX. So, I mean, if you got the paper, cool. And if you didn't, you know, then I
guess. So do they run out? So not necessarily everybody gets one.
Well, I mean, I know that room holds 6,800 people. Mm-hmm. So I would assume they had 6,800 of those little coupons. And, you know, if you got it, cool. And if you didn't, then, you know. But I'm assuming they eventually handed them all out. So.
Got you.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Yeah. So we had Shazam.
Shazam.
Black Adam. Did they show any exclusive trailers or anything else that everybody else didn't see? Or they just talked about everything?
Yeah, they just talked about everything. I mean, it's pretty much what you can, you know, watch on YouTube now. Nothing too special during those panels.
And then nothing else, right, for WB?
No, dude, that was it. I mean, just with everything going on with the studios, them trying to obviously, you know, I think they're trying to sell Warner Brothers. I forgot who's trying to buy it, but, I mean, they're going through that. And obviously the whole debacle with, you know, Flash, Ezra Miller. So, I mean, it's a bummer, man. It's a bummer because, you know, a lot of DC fans are looking forward to these movies, and it sucks that they can't get their shit, you know, together.
Did you hear about I'm not sure how true it is, but there was like a poster or some type of like visual release earlier today about Batman number 2. And it was like him stuck like in a wall of ice, like his hands and his head were sticking out and everything else was like ice around it. And I can't remember, it said the Batman and then something else underneath it. I'm going to post it later on the Geek Out Show Instagram, but did you see it? I got to look into it a little bit more. I don't know how. I'm not sure on the legitimacy of it. I think it's legit, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, no, dude. I didn't hear anything about that.
But I was like, fuck, they should have showed up. Like, if this is legit, like, why the fuck didn't they just show it last week during Comic-Con? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, man. It's, I don't know. They're just very touchy right now with all that. So, you know. I get
it. So after they did that, what came next, or what was after that?
What came next was HBO's Game of Thrones, the new series.
Oh, House of Dragons, right?
Yeah, and I'm gonna be honest with you, man. It was very underwhelming. Not the cast that they came out, dude. It showed like they did not want to be there.
Really?
Yeah, man. It was that bad. Like.
Ooh, I'm just like, no.
Wow, like, they would ask questions and it felt like no one wanted to answer. Everyone just kept looking at George R.R. Romero, and it's like, yeah, dude.
Were they like, they were looking to him to answer the questions? Yeah, like, they didn't know how to answer? Like, they didn't have the information, or they were like not trying to give away too much information?
No, it wasn't even anything like that. It's just, you know, they would ask like questions like, you know, like, oh, like, what kind of dragon would you have if, you know, if you had the opportunity, whatever. And like, you know, just fun questions that
I never read the source material. I don't know, motherfucker.
No, one lady even said that. One of the cast members, she's like, oh, she's like, you know, I didn't know anything about this show, you know, until they casted me, you know, the script was cool. It looked cool. I'm like, dude, like, really? Like, these are your guys' answers? Like, it was just very underwhelming, dude. And I guess apparently people on Twitter were even like, we're letting them know, even the guy who was asking the questions, he was bad too, man. It was just bad all around.
So man, that sucks, bro. Yeah. So it was just like, hurry up and get the fuck off the stage, go away.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that they didn't do anything, they didn't give you guys anything.
We actually did get some swag from them.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. They gave us a little ticket, and at the end we got to redeem it. It just ended up being like a little bag. It said House of the Dragons, and it, with a little, I guess a little Comic-Con exclusive poster that we got.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's always kind of cool.
Yeah, and that was that panel, and after that we got three panels of Star Trek.
Okay. I'm assuming that they did a lot better.
Yeah,
it was. They were probably actually into it rather than fucking being like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, they actually showed, like they were having fun up there, like, you know. Unfortunately, like, I'm not a Star Trek fan, so I did kind of fall asleep through those panels. I'm not gonna lie.
That's when you got your hour and a half sleep in.
Huh? Yeah, dude. I actually, one of my buddies took a picture of, like, me sleeping on my wife's shoulder. But
that's funny.
You know,
hey, it's to be expected with Star Trek, man. Star Trek's too much of this. Star Wars is, you know, that's where the action's at. Had it been Star Wars, I know you would have been engaged.
Yeah. And, you know, that's no shade to anyone who, you know, who likes Star Trek. It's just not my jam, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, easily like a good 3 hours of Star Trek we got. So
that's easily too much.
Yeah.
Did you guys get anything from that panel?
No, I mean, they went over, like I said, they talked about their shows, which went over my head because I obviously don't know anything of the lore. The only cool thing is obviously Professor X was there, you know, Patrick Stewart. So
that's their card.
There you go. And actually, I just found out that the guy who plays Huey on The Boys, he's in one of the shows. I guess they have an animated show, which I didn't know about.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called oh my gosh, I'm drawing a
blank. Is it the most recent animated one? Like, it's like a kids show, I think, right?
It might be kids.
I don't know. It might not be kids, but I think it comes off kiddish. I seen the commercial for it.
Yeah. But I guess he's one of the voice actors. So I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. But yeah, man. I mean, sat through that because obviously the first panel was Warner Brothers. We didn't get Marvel till like 5 p.m.
You gotta save the best for last, bro.
Yeah, well, Kevin Smith was last.
Oh, okay.
Technically the last one, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, man, sat through that, and, you know, like you said, got my good little power nap in, and, you know, then...
Fully good to go for Marvel.
Yeah, man, then the fun began, and, man, did they come with a lot of hits.
So I know you got to see a lot of shit that everybody else did not get to see with just Marvel.
Yes.
So if you could start from beginning, what they showed, up until the end.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously Kevin Feige came out, you know, talked about, you know, how Phase 4 is going to end, obviously Wakanda Forever. And then he went into Phase 5, you know. But yes, 100%. Then went into Phase 5. You know, we got the She-Hulk trailer, which everyone got to see. And we got that last...
Did you see that there's like a Johnny Blaze billboard thing or whatever?
No.
So, like, they're fighting... I think She-Hulk and Frogman are fighting. Mm-hmm. Like, in, like, the theater or something like that. I'll put up the screenshots. But, like, Frogman's, like, jumping off, like, the stage or some shit like that. And there's like one of those like a small little billboard that you like open up, like the wooden ones that just stand up like this. Like usually there's something on each side. So it says Johnny Blaze, and then it's like a dude on a motorcycle. And I stopped it and I was like, did that say what the fuck I think it just said? And then I rewound it and I screenshot it and I zoomed in. I was like, holy shit, it says Johnny Blaze.
Oh, dude, that's crazy. I didn't know. I gotta go watch
just
that.
Just little small Easter eggs like that is fucking dope. Like when it's shit in the background, it's like, oh, so there's a Johnny Blaze in this universe? That's what the crazy. Fuck?
I mean, they did say we are gonna have a few cameos. So, I mean, we'll see, man. Speaking of cameos, I mean, it ended with, you know, we got Daredevil. I mean,
Matt Murdock
trailer. Everyone just went crazy, man. It was.
Dude, that's dope because like they showed him in the yellow outfit, so we're gonna get him in the yellow outfit and the red outfit. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's sick as fuck. And then you know that we're gonna have to get a Wilson Fisk and everything like that
too. Oh, for sure, like, for sure.
They made an announcement of Daredevil, right? That we're getting a series on Disney Plus.
Yes, 18 episodes, I believe they said.
That's fucking wild. That'll be the longest fucking series by far.
Yeah, so I'm curious if we're going to get a break in between, kind of like a mid-season finale.
Like part one and part two?
Yeah, because, I mean, that is a lot of episodes, man, so.
And I wonder if they're going to be half an hour or hour or 45 minutes. I mean, regardless, we're going to get at least, like, 9 hours of Daredevil. Oh. So, like, that's fucking dope, dude.
I'm all for it.
And did they say if it's going to be rated R?
They didn't.
Or PG?
They didn't, but I mean, I've been hearing that supposedly they're gonna tone it down, which I'm kind of disappointed in if they do, honestly, because it's like, you know, they recently added all the Netflix shows onto Disney Plus, you know, and it's like, why are you bringing these darker shows onto your platform and then bring these characters back just to tone them down? It kind of, I don't know, it kind of doesn't make sense. It's almost kind of like a slap in the face, like, hey, you know, you could have gotten this. These great, you know, versions of these characters, but we're going to tone them down now and you're going to get this.
Well, from what I heard is that Blade, they said something about, like, Blade being confirmed rated R. So I'm like, well, if they're confirming him as rated R, why can't they just, I don't know. I'm hoping they do rated R. I guess they don't have to do it. I would like it to be on the level of the Netflix, because I think Netflix did a great job with the Daredevil property, and that's like some of the best comic book material out there, or comic book series stuff out there, is that original series of Daredevil. Like, the hallway scene is so fucking iconic, and just everything. Season 2 was great with the Punisher. Season 3 was great, was pretty good. I wouldn't say as good, but it was still pretty fucking good.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, there's rumors going around that we're going to get Jessica Jones back as well. So, I mean,
Kristen Ritter?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I don't know how true those are. I mean, supposedly John Bernthal, you know.
Also, I think supposedly they said that it was confirmed yesterday with Bernthal
coming back as Punisher. Something like that. But I mean, he's openly said that he's willing to come back, but they have to keep the character the way, you know, he portrayed him in the show.
He needs to be rated R. There's no going around it. There cannot be a PG-13 Disney, you know, Disneyfied version of Punisher. Like, if stuff happens and, like, just they keep on panning off screen every time and we don't get to see shit, I'm going to throw a huge, I'm going to be like, this is bullshit, you know?
Yes. I mean, John Berthold's face screams rated R. I mean, that guy's fucking hardcore. So.
I have such a respect for that dude. What you call it? Did you ever watch the HBO series We Run the City?
No, but I hear nothing but good things about it, and I've been wanting to get on it.
It's pretty good. The last episode is a little anticlimactic because I feel like there's a lot of buildup and not a whole lot of action at the very end. It's just like, you know, it's a real life story, so we all kind of know how it's going to end. Just I was hoping that we'd see a little bit more action and stuff. But during the filming of this, I guess some dude came onto set running from the cops. And for whatever reason, he seen Bernthal and just decided to attack him just because he's all like, you know, I know who that is. He's a famous motherfucker. I'm gonna swing on him. And so he swung and connected Bernthal. Like, he hit him in the face and he was like, dude, you weren't. He's all like, he thought it was like a choreographer, the stunt choreographer or whatever. And he's all like, what the fuck? And then he kept on going and trying to hit him and he wasn't stopping. So Bernthal just laid his ass out.
Oof.
Just like fucking just fucked him up. And then like the cops ran on to the scene where they were filming or whatever to get the dude. That's crazy. I was just like, that's wild. Just like a random person swung on him and then he beat the shit out of the dude.
It definitely backfired on him.
he thought like, oh, he's a famous dude. He's not going to be able to do shit, but nah, he got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
It's funny. So I thought that was funny. But so what else did we get from over there?
All right, so after that, we got into Guardians of the Galaxy, man. We had, I'd say at least half the cast came out.
Really?
We had James Gunn. Chris Pratt was there. I don't know the actor's name, but the one who portrays Mantis, she was there.
I can't remember her fucking name for the life of me, but she's gorgeous.
Yeah, and then Sean Gunn, obviously James Gunn's brother, was there. Then we had...
Will Poulter, I heard. He was there.
Yes.
Eyebrows.
Adam Warlock himself. The guy who at one point was going to be Pennywise. I don't know if you knew that, but...
I did hear that he was being eyed before Skarsgård to be Pennywise.
Well, I believe he had the role. It wasn't until like...
Something happened with like...
They got a new director.
Is that what it was? And then he didn't want him, or was it scheduling conflict?
I'm guessing they like Skarsgård better, the new director. But yeah. But anyways, gotcha. I mean, this guy looked like he put in some work, man. He
That fool got big.
Yeah, he did.
That boy been, you know, hitting them weights easily. Because last time I seen him was a... Was it We're the Millers or We Are the Millers or whatever?
My God. Yes.
Motherfucker, don't go chasing water. You know, shit. And then now that motherfucker's like, he'll roll up on you and snatch your woman from you.
Hell yeah.
Like, damn.
Oh, dude, you should have seen the girls were, you heard the girls there.
Oh,
you heard them chanting for him. Yeah. Yeah, he put in some work and he showed them guns, man.
That fool had his shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah.
He had his medium shirt on, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, from the baby gap. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But yeah, he was there. And we had the actress who's going to voice, what's his name? The space dog?
Cosmo?
Yes. Was it Cosmo that they said?
Is Cosmo the space dog, right? He's the one who got out with Howard the Duck?
Yeah. But see, now I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. I believe it was him that she's gonna end up voicing.
Oh, it's a female voicing him?
Yeah. It's a female.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. Okay.
I think it was Cosmo that they said, but
yeah, it's Cosmo. But, yeah, Cosmo, the space dog.
There you go. Yes, yeah. Sir. Yeah. So she was there.
I just looked it up real quick. Okay. So he's gonna be part of, Cosmo's gonna be part of the cast then.
Yeah.
Oh shit! That's kind of cool. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. So when they brought her out and, you know, they said who she's gonna play, I was like, oh shit, okay, that's cool. But yeah, so I mean, the cast was there. You know, obviously everyone went crazy. James Gunn, I mean, that man, dude, he talked about just his passion about Guardians of the Galaxy and how he approached, you know, the studio about wanting to do this movie, you know, so many years ago. And, you know, he kind of had an idea of how he wanted to end it. And just to know that, you know, they're finally here. It was, he got choked up, man. And,
did he?
He made a lot. Yeah. He had a lot of people choke up there too. And, one of the people that really got to me was, his brother. Cause, they went Sean and started.
Man. Yeah. Cause actually, that's his real life. Little brother, right?
I mean, yeah, it's his brother. So I mean, it's like one of those things. It's like, and he even said, it's like, he right away they asked, you know, the cast, like, oh, what's one of the funnest or, you know, most memorable things about, you know, working on these films? And he just straight up said, like, you know, just having to work with my brother, like,
that's gotta be fucking dope.
And as he was saying that, like, oh, dude, he was choking up, and I'm not gonna lie, man. I started choking up, and I'm just like, it was. And
that's
then Chris Pratt,
thing,
Chris
thing.
Pratt started talking, and he started getting choked up because he was like, you know, like just talking about like how James Gunn, you know, believed in him, you know, brought him onto this role, and just the family that he made with these people.
Because before this, he was just Andy from
Parks and Rec, man.
Parks and Rec, that was it, right?
Yeah, he had the dad body and everything, and I mean, now he looks like, you know, one of those Hollister boys, you know. So, but yeah, man, I mean, he was holding back tears and just showing his appreciation for James Gunn, you know, for the studio, for believing in him, and just the journey that he's had with, you know, these cast members. And yeah, man, it was a beautiful thing just seeing them up there talking about it. And right after that, you know, they said, hey, you know, we got something special for you. And we got to see, you know.
I heard a couple of minutes, right?
Trailer. Yeah, man. It actually leaked. I don't know if you saw it. It leaked for a while.
No, I did not get a chance to see it, man. Dude. Like, so like legit, the only trailer I seen while I was out in San Diego Comic Con was the Black Panther movie, and I didn't. I mean, yeah, the Black Panther trailer, and I didn't even see that till the next day on Sunday.
Oh man!
Because it's like, you know, like when you're out there, like the world keeps on moving.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Around you, and it's like you're kind of like just isolated and so much in the zone, like living in the now, because there's so much other shit going on.
Definitely.
Like I was like never on my phone other than when like I called to check in with my wife, be like, how are you doing? Like every day, like I checked in with her. Other than that, like I was not really on my phone like that with anybody. Not checking trailers, not checking for releases, nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to see if I can track down that trailer, but if you could let us know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, so it starts off, you know, we get the Guardians, you know, they're on their ship, and you see Nebula come out. Oh, actually, Nebula was there too. My bad. Nebula was there too.
She Zoe was, Saldana?
No. What's Nebula, her name? The sister.
Oh, Nebula. Something, something Jillian?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. She's a pretty chick.
Yeah.
She's,
oh yeah.
If she's real pretty.
You've seen the new iterations of the Jungle Book, yeah, you'll see she's pretty. Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. So yeah, she was one of them too that was there. But anyways, yeah, you know, starts off the trailer with that. You know, she's just trying to gather the Guardians, and Star Lord's like, "What's going on?" She's like, "Oh, well, we have a meeting with the Ravagers, and they're." From the trailer, I'm assuming their new leader, which is Gamora.
And, oh, shit. Okay.
So we see Gamora, you know, being the leader of the Ravagers. And throughout the trailer, I feel like we're going to get a lot of Star-Lord just, you know, trying to get back Gamora, trying to have her remember.
Yeah, because this isn't her. This isn't his Gamora. This is just a Gamora.
Yeah, and you see it in the trailer, like he straight up tells her, like, you know, like, you were the love of my life, you know, like, you were my everything, like, you really don't remember anything, and she's just like, no. And then we get, you know, James Gunn being
that's gotta break
the guy that he is, he's like, you have all the other Guardians listening in on their conversation and telling him how pathetic he sounds. it was common.
Oh, man, poor poor Star-Lord.
And we're gonna get a new iteration of a Groot, man. We're gonna get a big buff ass Groot.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so this isn't gonna be our one from number one. This isn't our baby Groot, this isn't our teenage Groot. This is a whole new and improved beast mode Groot.
This is swole Groot, man. I mean, yeah, he looks big and
probably how he should have looked like from the very beginning, but you know what? It's all good, it's all good.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
So yeah, we see our new iteration of Groot, and they introduce Baby Rocket Raccoon, man. And
I heard, is it like a flashback? Is that what
it is? It's a flashback, man. And I mean, I think even James Gunn has hinted in the past where he said, he wants to get into Rocket's backstory and how he became, you know, what he is. Because I mean. He says it. He said it himself. Like, you know, they made him the way he is, and we're gonna get that, dude. You see him as a baby, and it's gonna pull your heartstrings, man.
That's what I heard, because I heard Kevin Smith talk about it a little bit, that he got choked up from watching it. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, wow. I was like, I really can't wait then to watch it.
And we see a glimpse of him as a baby, and it looks like he's looking at his owner / creator, and he's just giving him his, you know, like a baby looking at, you know, at a parent, just, you know, just innocent eyes, just, you know, thinking that they're their protector. And it's just like, God damn, man. It's just like, to know what's going to happen to him. It's like brutal.
Dude,
yeah. And, but yeah, we're going to get Baby Rocket Raccoon. We get a cool glimpse of, Adam Warlock fighting.
And oh yeah?
Yeah, he looks pretty cool.
Who is he throwing down with?
I want to say just some random goons. It doesn't really show.
I wonder if we'll get his evil side.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
The Magnus side?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. I wonder if they're going to have him, like, change his skin color or whatever. Because, like, in the comics, like, when it was, like, the evil, like, he turned, like, that blue. That's why, like, yeah. with the Marvel Legends, there was, like, the opposite head yeah. with the blue and stuff like mm-hmm. that. That would be kind of cool if yeah. they do something like that.
I can see them doing that, you know, probably starting him off like they do with a lot of characters, you know, being a villain and then eventually possibly joining the Guardians. So for sure. And I mean, James Gunn said it. I mean, this is the end for the Guardians. He said it during the panel. So, I mean, a lot of people were like, and he's like, that doesn't mean, you know, I'm going to kill everybody. It just means this is the end for these Guardians.
That's what I was gonna say. This is maybe the end for these Guardians and this team up. Maybe not necessarily everyone will die. Maybe nobody will die. Just people just walk away. Like I could see a Chris yeah. Pratt and Gamora walking away mm-hmm. into the sunset.
Yeah,
you know them falling in love. They walk away into the sunset, and then maybe Nebula will stay. You know, Rocket and Groot will stay. I could see maybe Drax dying off because of the whole entire BS that happened with Batista. And, you know, everything's been rocky and him saying, okay, well, I'm just going to finish up this last one and that's it. So I could see him maybe dying and, you know, them maybe introducing a couple of new characters besides just Warlock, and that's the new crew, you know?
Yeah, I can definitely see that too. Yeah, and, yeah, man, I mean, we get even the actress plays Mantis. She even said we could possibly see new fighting moves and possibly new power moves from her in this movie.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, she didn't really confirm. You know, Kevin Feige was there, but she kind of smiled while she said that. So,
like, hopefully I don't get in trouble for saying this.
Yeah. And we got introduced to who I'm going to say is our big bad for the film, and it's none other than a High Evolutionary.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yes. And
oh, shit. That's dope.
Hell yeah. And he's actually you saw Peacemaker, correct?
Yeah.
The show. He's actually portrayed by the guy who's leading the team, who ends up being one of the
The black dude?
The black
dude,
yeah.
Mern or Murney, something like that.
Yeah, he's.
Oh no way! Oh shit! I kind of like that dude.
I'm like him. That looks so familiar.
Yeah.
And boom! Someone said it. I'm like, okay, now I know why he looks familiar. Yeah. It's
Damn. Oh shit!
And he looks awesome, dude. I mean, it's an all purple. He's gonna be an all purple suit.
Yeah.
You're gonna see his face, his regular face, and like half the back of his head. It's like. You can tell like it's attached to like metal stuff and
oh shit,
it looks dope. Yeah, and he actually came out during the panel in character, dude.
Oh no way, really?
He started. Dude, it was awesome.
I love that type of dedication. Yeah. When people come out in full makeup or in their costumes, whatever.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Yeah,
that's dedication right there.
Yeah, and he was in full character. Started talking about, you know, how we're all scum and. How he needs to improve our race. And, you know, I did a little background on High Evolutionary. He's one of those characters where, you know, he experiments and tries to make, you know, better species. And that kind of, I don't know if it's not confirmed, but that kind of hinted to me that maybe he's the creator of Rocket. I kind of have a feeling he's going to be.
Could be. Oh, shit. Yeah. Maybe that's why we're going to get his backstory.
Yeah.
It's because he's in it. Fuck.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not confirmed, but I mean, that was just my my taking of it, but yeah.
That could be wild, dude. I would be so juiced and pumped if we do get that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So, but yeah, he came out, did his whole little spiel, and it was awesome, and yeah, man, it was dope.
That's fucking dope, dude.
So, and yeah, and from that panel, we moved into Ant-Man, you know, Quantumania, which is our first confirmed film for Phase
5, right?
Phase 5, yeah.
Dude, that's fucking dope.
We get that February, so I mean, that's within a few months, dude, so I mean.
Dude, it's less than a year. Yeah, it's only like, you know, what is it? Seven months away from right now, roughly. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, we got the director. He came out. Paul Rudd came out. What is it?
I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah, the actress who plays King? Lost. What's her name?
Oh, no, I thought the dude who played King come out. Is it?
He did too, but yeah.
Jonathan Majors. I can't remember who plays Wasp. Yeah. Wasp. Actress. Let me look this shit up real quick. That's what I thought it was Evangeline Lilly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was something Lilly.
Yeah.
So yeah, her.
Yeah. And then we got Paul Rudd's daughter who came out.
Yeah, because she's also going to play a part two because they aged her up from Endgame. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And I think she's going to end up being stature who she becomes in the comics.
Yeah.
So, we got another trailer for that we got to see, but you don't see her in it as a character, but.
Was Michael Douglas confirmed? Or,
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yes. They're actually both in the trailer that we got to watch there.
Dude, because that's what I was going to say. Dude, this is three generations now of, like, the whole entire crew.
Yeah, dude.
Because we got the OGs, you know, the grandparents and the parents and then fucking the daughter. Yeah. That's sick, dude, because we've never had that type of dynamic before in a superhero movie where it's multi-generational of a family. That's sick.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, the trailer opens up with, Paul Rudd, Inkpin, or Scott Lang, sorry, and he's there reading his quote-unquote autobiography of how he saved the world, you know? He's reading it to a bunch of people. A bunch of, like, kids are there. And
do they talk about him having a podcast at all? Because, like, the whole entire Ms. Marvel show, how they said that he has a podcast?
Not in the trailer. Not that I can recall, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I hope that they touch on that. At the very least, touch on it a little bit. Like, he's all like, come on, guys, be quiet. I'm trying to record or some shit like that. You know?
Yeah. So
maybe his co-host is Luis.
Right? Yes, oh, my God. That'd be great. That'd be awesome. But yeah, we get him. He reads his book and then it goes into he's talking about, you know, like tells the little kids not to give up, you know, gives this little superhero speech to them. And then we get a glimpse of him breaking out his daughter out of jail because she's getting into some stuff. And she just wants to be like her dad and wants to be a hero. But she's obviously, you know, getting caught doing stuff. And then he's sitting at a dinner table and he's with his daughter. And then you got, you know, Michael Douglas is there, Michelle Pfeiffer. And then you got Angelina, right? Angelina?
Okay. Evangeline.
Okay, Evangelina, she's there, and you know they're talking about, you know, just making fun of him and his book, and you saved the world, huh? Oh, I didn't know. You should write a book about it. He's like, ah, you guys are really funny. And right after that, they're messing with a device or something, and it ends up sucking him into the quantum realm, man.
Oh shit! Okay.
So, and right off the bat, we get them in the quantum realm and, you know, they're exploring, trying to figure out, you know, how to get out of there. And we see Bill Murray, dude. We see Bill Murray in the trailer.
Bill Murray?
Yeah, Bill Murray's in the trailer. He's in the movie. You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is he doing?
I don't know who he's portraying, man, but
just big chilling?
It sounded from the way he talked in the trailer, because he was like, he talks to Michelle Pfeiffer's character and is like, oh, it's so good to see you again. And, like, obviously we know from past movies, you know, she was in the quantum realm. So we're probably going to hint at maybe he was, like, a love interest of hers while she was there.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah. So we get Bill Murray in there, you know. And a few scenes later, we get our first look at confirmed MODOK.
I did hear about that. I did hear that. So is he in the chair? Is he in the floaty chair and everything like that, or what?
It was like a really fast clip of it. He's just like, looks like he's just like flying by. So I want to say he's getting the chair and just hovering by. The only difference is from this clip that we got, he's wearing like almost like a metal plate face. So I don't know what's up with that, but they did say we're going to get a very similar comic accurate version of him. So I don't know if that's just to protect him and he takes it off and we actually, you know, get to see full on MODOK. But yeah, I mean, even after they play that trailer, the director did confirm that, yes, that is MODOK. So
that's crazy because we've already got the hint at AIM in the Marvel Universe. So.
Yes. So that's cool, man. I mean, and supposedly he's going to be portrayed by the guy who played Yellow Jacket. Apparently,
you remember. Really? What the remember, fuck? Yeah.
Because you remember, obviously, Yellow Jacket gets sucked into the Quantum Realm. And I guess it's going to mess with him to the point where it makes him into MODOK.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
That's what I heard. I don't know, but that's what I heard.
I don't know if I like that. I would have liked for it to be like another scientist who maybe doesn't like Scott Lang or Hank Pym or somebody. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, because did you ever play the Avengers game by Square Enix?
I didn't.
So, like, he started off as, like, a normal dude. Mm-hmm. And, like, his head got bigger and bigger and bigger just because this experiment, like, went wrong. And then eventually, like, he just ended up having just, like, basically being all head. And he made a suit that was, like, made him float and everything else. It was, like, a chair with, like, arms and all this other. It was, like, a battle suit, basically.
Okay.
So I think it was, like, a good take. I don't know how I feel about the Yellow Jacket dude coming back and being like, it's me, bitches, and I'm all head now, you know? I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see. Like I said, we just got him wearing, like, a metal face shield. So, I mean, we'll see hopefully soon what he really looks like. But we got him, and then we get Ant-Man coming out. And he's looking at somebody walking towards him. And it's none other than Kang the Conqueror himself. And then he tells him, oh my gosh, dude, everyone went crazy. Which, I mean, a lot of us already knew he was rumored to be in the film. But, you know, just seeing it there, you know, it's just like, it was something else. And, dude, he comes out. Definitely. You know, Ant-Man tells him, like, you know, I'm an Avenger. Kind of tell him, like, you don't want to mess with me. Like, I'm an Avenger. and then he tells him, and, you know, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but he's like, oh, really? He's like, have I killed you yet? Kind of like saying, have I killed you, like, in another dimension, in another multiverse kind of thing. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And we don't get the purple cane yet, but it's just, you know, we get him. And
so did he look like how he looked in Loki, basically?
Yeah, he looks
like similar. The one that remains or whatever.
Exactly. But even after the panel, we saw the trailer, they asked Anthony Majors?
It's Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors, sorry, my yes. bad. Yeah, they asked they asked him, like, we know you have different, you know, variants of yourself. Like, what variant is this? And he confirms, he's like, he said there will be conquering. So that pretty much gave it away that this version is Kang the Conqueror himself. So that's exciting in itself.
I want to get him with the blue face, like a blue face plate, or like just paint on his face with the outfit with the purple and the green. I want to I want that. I really do want that.
Yes. And so we get him, and that's how the trailer ends, and it was crazy.
That's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah. But so I don't know if you also heard that apparently, oh my gosh, sorry, my kids. I don't
it's
know
okay, if you No, yeah, it's all good. No worries. They're excited too, bro. They're like, right? Hell yeah, we can't wait.
Yeah.
King the Conqueror's coming.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. No worries.
Bro. But anyways, so there's rumors that, like, he's not gonna have a big role in the film. He's gonna kinda be like how I guess Thanos was introduced in Guardians, where we just got a little snip of him kind of thing. So that's from rumors that I heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but he's kind of
okay.
He's just kind of be in the background kind of thing. So,
yeah. He's eventually going to be the big bad.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to come to.
Definitely. But
that'll be crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And So after that, did you guys get Wakanda? Is that when you guys got Wakanda?
After that, yes, that's when we got Wakanda.
That's sweet.
Let me tell you, man.
That looked like it was like an event.
Yes.
Because they came out to like live music and a bunch of other dude. How was that? Like, did you? I'm sure that you had chills because I had chills just from the videos, dude. I was that's a spectacle, bro.
I'm looking at my wife. Yeah, it's
like that's what makes it going like to Hall H. That type of shit.
Yes. Yeah, man. We had that, and after that, we had Ryan Coogler come out, and go outside, mama. And right after that, we had Ryan Coogler come out, and man, right off the bat, you can see it in his face how difficult it was for him to stand on that stage without,
without Chadwick.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Without T'Challa.
And he went into a little story about, what did he say? However many years ago it was when, I think he said it was like 7 years ago today or something like that. No, not seven, maybe a little less. But anyways, he said so-and-so years ago today, we were in Hall H, introducing the first trailer to Black Panther. And the whole time, he's like, Chadwick has these big hands. And the whole time he had his hand on his shoulder and just pressing on it from the excitement of watching themselves, on the screen. Yeah. And he's like, after that, he's like, my shoulder was sore for like the whole day. He's like, and then he's like, and I can feel his presence with me right here, right now. Like just his hand on my shoulder. And just,
That's cool.
I just could not, I broke out, man. I'm just like, just crying. Just like, wow. Like,
I don't blame you, bro. Yeah.
It was special. And then, we brought the cast out. We had, Shuri come out, Okoye. We had
M'Baku.
It was funny because he came out and the audience started doing his chant. You know how he does.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's fucking dope. Awesome.
We had Okoye and who's the other one?
Did Angela Bassett come out? The Queen?
No, she wasn't there.
She wasn't there. What about Nakia?
Yes, Nakia.
Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, Nakia and M'Baku are together in real life. If I'm not mistaken,
really?
Yeah.
I think,
if I'm not mistaken,
she's the one from that movie. Didn't she do a movie with Jordan Peele? Right, that's her. Us. Did you know that she was born in Mexico?
I had no idea.
Yeah,
fun fact. She's Mexican.
Yes. Yeah, she speaks fluent Spanish, man. Crazy.
Oh shit, yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
And then talking about Mexicans and Spanish, you guys also got Tenoch Huerta, or Namor.
Yes. He came out.
That's awesome.
It was great, dude. And then we had some of the other the Atlanteans cast members came out. And yeah, man, they all came out. They all started talking about, obviously, their love for this film, what it means to them, and just, seeing someone represent them, because obviously, Black Panther is, a black superhero, and for, a lot of people, like, that's, to get that representation on screen, it meant a lot to them, and for them to be a part of this film, and, just, they said how a blessing it was, and obviously how devastating it was too not to be there with, the late great Chadwick Boseman himself. So, that was crazy, man. And obviously we got to hear from all of them, and then when they got to our MCU Namor himself, he started talking, and he gave a great speech too, man. It choked me up. He started talking about how, you know, he was raised in the hood. He's like, it's inclusion. Because of inclusion, I am standing here before you guys. You know, like, I'm from the hood. Like, I was raised in the hood. You know, I was, you know, raised around, you know, people like this. It's like, you know, like, inclusion, he kept saying. And then right after that, he's like, you know, now I want to talk, you know, to my Hispanic, you know, people in my native tongue. And man, just hearing him talk, you know, me being, you know, Hispanic, hearing him talk, talking about how, you know, a lot of us Hispanics, we leave our country, you know, for a better living, you know, we sacrifice so much. And he said, you know, I did that, and look at me now, I'm here. And man, I couldn't help but, you know, tear up, because it's like, you know.
Yeah, so many of us do that. Like, so many of us have uncles, aunts, grandpas, you know, grandmas, everything, cousins that have done that.
Yeah, so it was.
They take the leap, come over here, and then try to slowly bring the rest of the family over, or, you know, just send money back. So, you know, when they go back to Mexico, you know, everyone's eating, everybody's having a better life because of that.
Exactly. So it was beautiful, man. And like I said, just seeing the whole cast up there, and it was something awesome. And obviously when they introduced the trailer, like, and right before that too, like, Kevin Feige said, you know, like, all right, we've showed you guys, you know, the future, we showed you, you know, the past, now it's time to show you, you know, the forever. And just chills after he said that.
I'm
and
sure.
Seeing the trailer for the first time, oh,
dude,
my god,
that trailer gave me fucking chills, dude. Ooh. Even thinking about it right now, I have chills dude. Just like the No Woman No Cry, the imagery, the mixing in Kendrick, and just everything that you see, you know, Namor being born, and then, you know, you get to see him freshly out the womb, right, with the wings on his feet. Then you kind of see him as a child, and then you see him as a full-grown imposing man.
Yes.
And you know, you get to see different points throughout, which seems like Wakanda, from when they find out that, you know, T'Challa first dies, and then them trying to heal from that, and then so whatever the conflict is going to be between the two sides, Atlantis and Wakanda, now going to war. So it's like everything building up together is just like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome, man. And I really loved the approach Marvel took, you know, like switching it up, you know, making it, adding, you know, that Aztec, you know, background to it. I thought that was, like, you know, smart. It's like, you know, we have Aquaman. We have that version of him. You know, let's do our, you know, version of Aquaman, but let's make it different. And, you know, it works. And I love it.
Because if they would have tried to do anything Polynesian-based or something like that, it would have just been a copy and a ripoff.
Yeah.
At least with doing something like this, it kind of makes sense a bit. Because it's, like, kind of like a forgotten land, a forgotten people.
Yeah,
type of thing, sure. Which it kind of is.
Yeah.
You know, the indigenous people are forgotten about unfortunately. But dude, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't wait. This speaks a lot more for our people and does a lot more representation for our people being Hispanic than America Chavez did, unfortunately. I kind of like talked about it briefly with Adrian when I recorded with him 2 days ago, but that's just, it's completely different when that character wasn't represented properly, one, and two, that's more about being Latin American than, you know, true Latin. Like, this is our culture and our past now coming to the present day, which is insane. That's cool. That just does a whole lot for us than unfortunately what America Chavez did.
Yeah, but I feel like he's gonna kill it, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I pre-ordered that Marvel Legend right when it went up.
Oh, for sure. Dude, I was like, I need that, dude. I definitely, I need that, without a doubt.
And usually I'm, you know, I complain about, you know, Marvel Legends being overpriced right now, but I said, screw it, I'm getting this.
I would gladly pay $30 to have that motherfucker right now in my DTOF. And, like, I'm not one to really mess with the whole lot of MCU. Like, I really try to stay away from MCU shit. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be proudly displayed in my DTOF shelf with my
Avengers. For sure. For sure.
I'm like, I sold off my other Namors that I had. And now I'm just like, I have no regret, no remorse. I'm like, that's the one definitely I need.
Yeah. And they're giving him the ears too, man, which is cool. He's getting the pointy ears.
Yeah. So. The elf ears.
Yeah, that was awesome. So, yeah, man. I can't wait.
Did you guys get anything from Marvel?
We did. Kevin Feige talks about how he loves hats, and he gave us all a hat.
Oh, yeah. You guys got the ones that say Multiverse Saga, right, or something like that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's dope.
Wish I had it right here with me. But, yeah, we got a hat, man.
That's so dope. That was
cool. And, man, I totally forgot, dude, but we did get one more trailer, and I totally forgot about it. We got Secret Invasions. We got the first trailer for
Really? Oh, yeah. Shit. I didn't know that you got Secret Invasions.
Let me tell you. Oh, my gosh, dude. They said this is going to be dark, and from the looks of the trailer, it's dark, man. You definitely get those Captain America Winter Soldier vibes, man. Like, very, like...
Espionage?
Yeah, man. And ooh. Oh, dude, it looked so great, man. You get Maria Hill, you know, she comes out and she meets up with Sam Jackson himself, you know, Nick Fury. And she
really?
She says, like, well, why are you here? Like, we've had so many, you know, situations and we haven't came back. Like, why now? And he tells her, like, you know, there's something big going on. And, like, I needed to make sure that you are who you are. And he gets into the whole, like, you know, like, who can you trust? Because, you know, if you know anything about the Secret Invasions, it's, you know, it's the Skrulls wanting to come and take over, you know, and it's...
Yeah, you know, you don't know. It could be any one of us.
And you get that in the trailer, man. You get a scene where we get Rhodey. Rhodey's, he's in the show. So we get War Machine. He's in it. We get him. And I want to say, I remember if it was him. He's like trying to get some information out of a guy, and then he looks up and it's the same guy, but like 10 of them behind him. So, you know, right off the bat, they're all Skrulls. And dude, this trailer.
Oh, you know what would be kind of cool? Like, cause you know, like how the Skrulls would kind of like mix and match some like certain parts of like certain people. Like it'll be like a dude that's like kind of like, kind of like how the Super Skrull started blending the powers.
Yeah.
Like other Skrulls would do that shit too. I hope that we get some of that. Like, it's like a dude that lightweight looks like Chris Hemsworth and like has like some of his armor, but like he also has like some other shit. Like, I would love if they mixed and matched and blended some of the shit like that together.
Definitely. And I mean,
that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we can get cameos. We can get Robert Downey Jr. back. I mean,
oh my God, dude. That would be insane.
Yeah, dude.
That would be insane.
Yes, sir. This show looks, man, it was a good trailer. It was awesome. That's so dope. I can't wait for that one for sure.
And then after that, you guys got Kevin Smith. Not to dismiss him, but it's like to go from like such a high to like there, and not to diss Kevin Smith because I love Kevin Smith and all of his stuff, but it's like, okay, Clerks 3. It's not like he's going to go and say like, oh, and I'm also doing this and this this, and I have that comic coming up with DC and I got this coming up with, you know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, guy. But was it cool though? Like, did he show like something new for, what's it called?
I'm not going to lie. I laughed after that, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. No worries.
70% of the people laughed.
Hey, so, no worries. I get it. I understand.
I heard from his podcast that he did show like the first, like I think he said like
first 5 minutes.
5 minutes of it. Yeah. So,
I heard that too, but I was wondering if maybe you've seen it so you could let us know what happened.
No,
but,
man.
No, it's all good, bro.
After that we're like, all right, well, you know, we got up and left, but yeah, man. And yeah, that was the panel. But, and then obviously we got, you know, the teaser for phase six, how we're starting and how we're ending.
Yeah, I seen, what you call it, the stills of all that stuff, like the map and what's coming. We're going to start with the Avengers movie, end with an Avengers movie, and or something like that. Or we're getting two Avengers movies in the same year or something like that.
Yeah.
Like Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars or something like that?
Yeah, the Kang Dynasty and then Secret Wars.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just so insane. And I feel like there's so much theory, you know, kind of like just guessing and crafting and this and that we could do. But it's just like, what is it going to be? And I really hope the Secret Wars, I hope that it's a little bit of kind of like the Spider-Man, the animated series, where it's ripping people at a time, you know, ripping people at a time. Because I remember, like, he was able to call on Captain America, and they're like, oh, nobody's seen him since, you know, World War II. Exactly. And it's like they ripped him out of time, which is fucking dope. So I would love if they're like, oh, they brought back Chris Evans. And it's like Chris Evans, you know, when he was younger, obviously not the old man that we have now. That would be dope. Yeah. And Robert Downey Jr. Or, like, even if they, like, brought in a fucking Wesley Snipes Blade or Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Like, I don't think it would be like that, but it would be fucking amazing if they did shit like that. If they started mixing our heroes past and the multiverse from, like, everything that we've had over the years, that would be insane. And
that would be
great.
What if this can be our introduction of our live-action Miles Morales?
Dude, they're like, oh, Spider-Man. Yeah. And then, like, they pull in Miles Morales, like, he looks a lot. That's not Tom Holland. You know, that's not Peter Parker. Be like, oh, well, you didn't say which one.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah,
that can be Tom Holland passing the torch because he's been vocal about saying how he wants to, you know, eventually pass on the torch to, you know, the next Spider-Man. So,
yeah, if you think about it, the man's been doing this for the past, like, 5-6 years or whatever as Spider-Man. So it's like he doesn't want to just only do this. He's still fairly young. He has his next 30-40 years still ahead of him. Yeah. So it's like you don't want to be typecast, and you don't only want to be locked into this.
For sure, yeah.
Well, I think this is a good spot to end it, bro. I know that my daughter is like, come on, let's get, you know. She's looking at me. So, yeah, I think this is a good spot to end it. If you want to let the people know where they can keep up with you and follow you at.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you guys can, you know, follow me at AugustineGarcia1190 on IG. You know, I rarely post, but, you know, I'm always showing love and support for everyone else, you know, hitting the like. But, yeah, that's where you guys can find me. And I appreciate you having me on. It was fun, you know, getting to hang out with you and Seth, even though it was, you know, for just a little bit. But it was a blast, man. I had a lot of fun, and hopefully we can do it again next year, man.
Dude, maybe next year I might join you for Hall H and be like, you know, fuck the exclusives and do Hall H and camp out with you.
Hey, Kevin Feige said we'll see you guys next year. So, I mean.
All right, let's do it next year.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I'm down.
And I'm Gil, your host. You can find me at Black Hole Comics, all social media, and YouTube. Till next time, make sure to stay geeked up and geek out.
Peace.